Noel, I know it's very early days and there's only just two games played, but when one looks at the Division 1 league table after those two games, it's Tyrone on 2 points in seven in eighth place with no points. So, Buzz, nothing more than that underlines how big tonight's game is in Omagh.
There's no question about it, Tom. Tyrone Derry matches are always big events and big occasions, and we found last year when we went to Celtic Park it was certainly a very, very tempestuous and competitive situation. And the fact that, as you highlighted, the both teams are sitting looking up at every other team in the division puts even greater emphasis on it. I mean, although, as you said, there's only the third game in the season, the third game in the league, you get the feeling that whoever loses tomorrow night, they're on a slippery slope.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I suppose looking at Tyrone, bounce back the last time out against Mayo after what we can describe as a very, very poor performance against Monaghan the previous week.
Yeah, well, see, the thing about the Monaghan performance was that for the first 20, around 22, 23 minutes, Tyrone played very, very well. I think at one stage they had 7-2. Possibly could have been further ahead with missed chances and maybe the wrong decisions taken on the ball and in possession. But after that, Sean Kelvin got a bit of a knock. Monaghan got a control around the middle of the field, and they had a couple of scores into a very, very strong breeze, gained a lot of confidence, and just then pulled away. So it would have been wrong to take a decision based on the final result as to how good or bad Tyrone were on the day. They went to Mayo the next day and proved that they're not as bad as the Monaghan performance showed. But at the same time, I don't think we're as good as the fact that Mayo had beaten Kerry the week before. We wouldn't be saying, well, the logic would dictate that we can beat Kerry. That is not the case. I think we're somewhere in between. This is a developing team. It's an evolving team. Mickey Hart is trying to establish a new system of play. The players are very much buying into it. It's about fitness and work rate and a fast counter-attacking style. And all those factors considered, I think that he is some way down the road to having a team that's capable of competing at the top level.
Yeah, and I suppose a certain amount of faith restored in everybody after the performance in Castlebar.
Well, I think there was, the surprising thing, Tom, was supposed to many people, was the large Tyrone crowd that travelled down, very vocal. It's a great venue for football. It was a very competitive game. The Tyrone supporters were delighted with the effort put in by the players and by the team, and of course to get the win, because Mayo, whether people like it or not, they're still one of the very, very top teams in Ireland. And as I say, they were just coming off the back of a very convincing win over Kerry in Killarney. And they were at home. They were hoping to be 4 out of 4. Instead, we turned them over, and I think on the day we deservedly did.
Well, as you said, Derry Tyrone or Tyrone Derry contest. I suppose like a lot of local derbies, and it's one of the local derbies of local derbies, and Ulster takes on a life of its own, and that's to be expected again.
Absolutely. I mean, Tyrone Derry matches, it doesn't matter how well you have been playing up to it or how well you're going in any particular competition. Tyrone Derry matches just are unique in that respect, more so possibly even than Tyrone Donegal, Tyrone Armagh, Tyrone Monaghan or anything else. Tyrone Derry games, generally, I've always said the team that's doing least well tends to win in those matches, because they seem to lift themselves for that one that sustains them over the season. Doesn't matter how badly their season has gone, they've got the result. Now, Derry coming into Toma tomorrow night, they're on a hiding to nothing. They're on a hiding to nothing. They haven't been playing particularly well. There's talk of discontent within the camp. Gerard O'Kane obviously has withdrawn from the team this just recently. Mark Lynch obviously is suspended. There's all sorts of wee things going on, but they will put the shoulders to the wheel tonight, Tom, against Tyrone in such a way that they will ask serious questions of this Tyrone setup. And the weather's not great today. It's one of those days that you just could blow a gale as quick as anything else. Almost a big wide open pitch. Owen Bradley on top form. I think they give the Tyrone a fill of it tonight.
And looking at the Tyrone lineup, no great surprise in a way that Mickey Hart has kept faith with the 15 that started the last day.
I think it would have been somewhat disingenuous of him if he had decided to change, because those are the guys who he set out to do a job in Mayo. They certainly did that job, and they did it to we often say about if you give 100% and a wee bit extra, the wee bit extra makes a difference. There's no doubt that those 15 players in Mayo give the wee bit extra, every single man and subs and all. And I think Mickey Hart learned an awful lot about his first 15, but also learned quite a bit about the guys on the bench as well. And I think, to give them a chance tonight to come out again and stake a claim for a place further down the season or further in the season is only but right. And I think if they apply themselves the way they're capable of applying themselves, they can win. But they will know, Tom, and you know yourself, Derry teams with a backs-to-the-wall scenario are difficult to beat. Tyrone Derry matches are difficult to call. Tyrone will have to be at their very best tonight if they are to get 2 points at home.